All right, Des Bryant. I don't know. Just how do you stop him?
Well, you got to make sure you take care of him. You got to double him. You got to take him out. You know, same thing. He's one of the best receivers in the league, physical, and they're going to get him the ball. You know, we have to try to do a better job of taking away, you know, guys' number one threat. And he is their number one guy.
It seemed like he can catch just kind of every kind of pass, too. I mean, the slants, the fades, or whatever.
Yeah, you have to be physical with him. You know, you got to try to not let him get separation because they're going to him, and he catches all routes, you know. And they'll throw him on the inside breaking routes. They'll try to back shoulder fades, and, you know, he can get up top also. Like I said, he's a playmaker, a very skillful athlete, and we have to make sure we take care of business on him.
Tim, does it look like they're working in several tight ends now, or it seems like it's more than just Witten?
Yeah, you know, they have very athletic tight ends, and, you know, they're trying to create mismatches and open up and spread you out in their 12 personnel and create space, you know, and they do a good job because those guys have, you know, receiver skill sets.
Do you expect them to be more balanced? I know they hadn't been running it with Murray as much. Do you expect them to be more of a run-pass team?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to run it a little bit more to balance it up, you know, and play action and do those kind of things and try to throw the ball down the field a little bit. But I think they will make an effort, a conscious effort, to try to run that ball more to take some of it off Tony always having to throw it.
Murray's one of those guys who can do a little bit of everything, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a good back. You know, he runs the ball. He's a slash-type runner. You know, he can get on the edge, catches the ball well out of the backfield. You know what I mean? He's a power runner. You know, he can get in open field. He can do some things. So he's a good football player for him, and I think they're going to make a point to get him more touches.
When you have younger safeties like you do you have to do things schematically at all to protect them in a way?
No, you just have to, you know, you have to kind of just keep teaching and keep trying to coach them up so they can, as much as you can, try to tell them about things that they're going to see, you know. And obviously, you know, the experience thing will help, you know. But those guys are knowledgeable. They work hard at it. And, you know, we have, you know, just keep doing stuff to keep putting them in position. That's my job, to make sure I put them in position so they can have success.
Is there one thing, one or two things you'd like to see to tighten up the pass defense? Is it technique? Is it lining up in the right spot?
The main thing is technique, but getting off the field on third down. You know, that's what I have to do. I have to clean that part up and put them in better situations, you know, to allow them to get off the field on third down. That'll take care of most of it right there, you know, because if you get off the field more on third down, that eliminates the extra plays that you have to play during the course of a game. That takes 10, 12 plays off the game, you know, and that's on me to get that done.
How much pressure in Romo, how important is that to keep him from having time back there?
Yes, I think you have to have a mixed bag with him, you know what I mean, because of the fact that, you know, he can keep the play alive also. You know, he's very good at breaking the contain of the pocket and extending plays, you know, so I think you have to just mix it up with him and give him a different look.
Quinn's off to quite a start after his first couple games here in his third year. How does his development compare to other guys you've seen at this point?
It's good. He is really taking a big step forward, but he does it every day at practice. You know what I mean? Coach Waffle has done a great job with him, technique, leverage, alignments, and he's done that through OTAs, training camp, and you can see now the first several games of the year, he's off to a great start with that, but he plays with a great motor, you know, which is all those guys do. But the technique part of it and the details of the game is where he's starting to be able to hone in on, and he already has the athletic ability, you know, so once he cleaned that part up, I mean he can run with the best of them, so he has a very athletic skill set. So when you added that other part, you know, and playing with a lot of strength, that makes him hard to stop.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about Jenkins, just how you think he's progressed how he's played so far this year.
He's coming along good. He's coming along fine. You know, the thing I have to do is help keep putting those guys in good situations, you know, on third down. That's my job, to get that part done, to help him out, you know. He's got his hands on some balls. You know, there's a play or two here or there that's done got up on us, and that's on me to get that part done, like I said. But he's been active. He's been productive. And I like his development. I think he's going to be much better as the games go along.
You have to like his competitiveness, too, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, he's a very competitive player. You know, like I said, he's going to be a very good football player for us. Like I said, pleased with him. And if you keep working on it and keep growing with it, that part will show up in the games coming up soon.